Bezal Hashem Yisbohu, we begin Perg Shisha, the sixth chapter in the Rambam's Hilchos Chovei LeMazik, the laws of causing injury and damages in the Sefer Nezikin Book of Damages. We have this Perg we discuss regarding if someone damages someone else's monies and the responsibility that relates to that. As Rambam begins Halacha Aleph regarding the responsibility a person has in general regarding damages. Hamazik Mom Chaver, if someone damages his friend's monies, which this is the second half of, as we spoke about, Hilchos Chovei, inflicting injury, and then we're talking about the second half of Mazik, causing damages to someone else's monies. Chayav l'sham nezik sham, he has to pay the full amount of damages. Bein shahayu shogig, whether he did it by mistake, bein shahayu onus, whether it's beyond his control, harei kemezer, he's considered like he did it deliberately. Kitzer also, so nafal min agag, b'shabes akel, if he fell off the roof, no matter what the circumstances were, and he broke vessels. Or he tripped when he was walking. V'nafal al kli u'shabar, and he fell on a vessel and he broke it. Chayav nezik sham, he's liable for the full amount of damage. Shnemak says the pasuk Yikro Make Behemi Shamena, that if he hits an animal and kills it, he's gonna have to pay. Lechilika Kasab bin Shagul Mez, the pasuk does not differentiate if he did it by mistake or deliberately. Adam Mudla Oilam, a person is always going to be liable. Halacha Beis. Ve'echra Hoyg Behemter Shachaver. Now, whether someone kills his friend's animal, or Shabbat Caleb, or he breaks his vessels, or Kareb, or God, or he tears his garments, or Kaitan Tiyas, or cuts down his trees, whatever it is, Hakol Din Echra, it's all the same thing that he's going to be liable. Now, halacha gimel b'medvah, when we say this, that the one who is mazik is always going to be chayav to pay, whether shayig or mezid or oynis, is b'shus hanizik. If it's in the victim's property, where the mazik should have been careful. B'shus hamazik, but if he harmed him in his own private property, in the mazik's private property, then chayav l'sham, then he does not have to pay. Elim hizik b'zodna, unless he damaged him deliberately. B'shkogoy b'oynis, if by mistake or something beyond his control, patu is going to be exempt. And the same thing is, if they both had permission to be there, or they both did not have permission to be over there, and one of them harmed the other person's monies without intent, so pot is going to be exempt, because the victim cannot say, oh, you should have been careful, because they were both in the same boat, and therefore it's not more care, it doesn't have to be more careful than his friend, and therefore, since he didn't intend to harm it, he's going to be exempt. Let's say he was climbing up on a ladder, and one of the rungs fell out from beneath him, and the rung fell, and it harmed someone. It damaged something. So if it wasn't tight and strong, that rung, that the person who did it is going to be liable. But if it was strong and tightly fastened, and it got dislodged or it rotted, he's a potter, then he's going to be exempt, because that's like as if that affliction was from the hands of heaven, because that's what's called a oinus gomer. It's not like even a regular oinus. It's something to be way beyond his control, and then he's going to be exempt. Anything similar to this, all these things that we said, that the mazik's not going to be exempt unless if it's like something very extreme, like a makab de shemayim, is b'shus hanizik, is in the victim's property. A b'shus hamazik, but if it's in the perpetrator's property, part is going to be exempt. Again, actually, skam lahazik until he's intending to damage, k'mishman, like we explained in the previous halacha. Halacha hey continues with, if someone's mazik in his courtyard, harei shemili chatzach aveira kadayayim v'shemen. If someone fills up someone else's property, his courtyard, with someone else's courtyard with jugs of wine and oil. Now, even if he brought it in with permission, but since the owner of the courtyard did not accept responsibility to safeguard it, so the owner of the courtyard, even though he says, look, put your jugs in, but he could come and go as he pleases in the normal way. Say, any jug that breaks when he comes and goes out, he's going to be exempt because in the Rishos of the Mazik, he's not chayiv, as we said in Halacha Gimel, until he intends the damage. And here he's not intending, he's just coming and going. Now, if he broke it intently, then actually, even if the owner of the drugs brought him without permission, he's a chayav l'sham. He's still going to have to compensate him because he has permission to get rid of it from his courtyard, but he has no permission to break it. Anything that's similar to this. If an ox goes on top of another ox to kill that lower ox, and this happened b'shus hamazik, in the property of the perpetrator, and because, as we explained, this idea of not intending that it's exempt is only in the Shos of the Mazik, like we said in Locha Gimel Chadal, where Shuhu Bal Tachn, which as we'll see the end of the story, is that the owner of the Mazik is actually the ox that's on the bottom, where he's the owner of the ox on the bottom. Now, Bein Shal Yitam, whether the upper ox that was trying to harm the lower ox was a Tam, where if it actually killed the lower ox, which is the Mazik's, his ox, the owner of the ox of the upper one would only have to pay chatzin nezik, and then for sure the owner of the bottom one would lose out. Or even bein shay mood. Or even if the upper one was a mood where it would have to pay nezik shalom and really wouldn't be losing out anything, even if he didn't take the law in his own hands. But in spite of this, v'val ha-tachten, where we're going to see he's the mazik. The owner of the bottom ox comes along with shalom edesher letzil. He removes the lower ox, which is his, to save it from the act of what the upper one's trying to do to it. The nufal el memes. Now, because he pulled it out, the upper one falls down and dies. He's a potter, so that mazik is going to be exempt for, because again, he didn't intend to damage, and in his own rishos, the rishos of the mazik is only chayev if he had intention to harm. Halacha zayin. Now, but let's say the chafe le el memes. Let's say he didn't pull out his ox from the bottom; rather, he pushed off the upper one and it died. So im hayochel l'shamta, if he could have just pulled out his lower one, and then it would be possible the upper one wouldn't die. But loishmat, he didn't pull it out. There's a chayv, then he's liable, because what are you doing pushing off the upper one? But if he couldn't pull out his ox from the bottom, how is a potter? Then he's going to be exempt for pushing off the upper one. Halacha ches continues with accidents that happen on the road. So shnayim shayim halachim b'shus ram. Two people going in the public domain. Zeba b'chavita b'zeba b'karasa. One was walking with his jug and one was walking with his beam. The nishbara chavita shel zeba b'karasa shel zeh. This person's jug broke with the beam of this other person, meaning by they had an accident, they bumped into each other. So Potter, the owner of the beam, is going to be exempt. Why? Because each one of them has permission to be walking here in the street. And since they both have permission, it's like in the shus of the mazik, when you did not intend to harm, that you can be Potter. And the owner of the barrel, of the jug, he has to be careful not to get bumped into with this owner of the beam. Now, let's say the first one that was walking was actually the owner of the beam. And after him came the owner of the barrel. And the barrel broke in the beam. So Potter, he's going to be exempt the owner of the beam, because the owner of the barrel saw the balakur going in his normal way, and he should have been careful. However, let's say if the owner of the beam, he stopped in the middle of walking in the street because of the heaviness of his load of the beam, but the owner of the barrel kept on going the normal way, and he didn't realize that the owner of the beam stopped in the middle of traffic, and he bangs in and he breaks his barrel, then the owner of the beam is actually going to be liable, because shouldn't have just stopped with a heavy load right there in the middle of the street, and the owner of the barrel did not have to think about that he's going to stop, because it's not normal for people to just stop in the middle of the street. Now, but let's say he warned the owner of the barrel and says, I'm going to stop, then Pot is in the exempt, because he gave him heads up, warning. Now, Amad Lasakama said, let's say he didn't just stop. Let's say he stopped because he wanted to fix the load that he was carrying. Ah, Hariyu Kamhach. Then he's considered like someone who's walking, because it's normal for people who are carrying heavy loads to do that. So it's not abnormal. Well, part of the basis is going to exempt. V'afa pi shalai hizla balachos. And even if he didn't warn the owner of the barrel, shutard bedarke, because he's perturbed in his traveling, then we don't have to hold him liable, and the owner of the barrel should have been sensitive enough to watch out for the traffic patterns, and therefore the owner of the beam is going to be exempt. Now, let's say Hayibal Chavis region. Let's say the owner of the barrel, he was the first one walking. Uval Karach, when the owner of the beam came after that, Vinish Bidu Chavis Bakayida, and then the barrel broke with the beam, then Chayib, the owner of the beam, is going to be liable. Shazek Kamosh Shashvar Biyod Bekabon. That's as if he broke it with his own hands with intent, because the owner of the barrel, who was going in his normal way, and the barrel broke because the owner of the beam obviously went quicker and he smashed into him, and therefore he's going to be Chayib. But let's say the owner of the barrel, he just stopped. Well, then Potter, then the owner of the beam is exempt, because what are you stopping in the traffic? But let's say he warned to the owner of the beam and he said to him, I might stop, because I need to stop. Then again, then he did give him enough warning, and then therefore the owner of the beam is going to be liable. Now, let's say if the owner had stopped the owner of the barrel just to fix his load, then even if he did not warn the owner of the beam, the owner of the beam is going to be liable. What are you stopping in the middle of the street? Yeah, because that's normal for people to stop to fix their load. And the same halachas would apply if one guy's walking with his lamp and the other one's walking with his flax, and the flax gets inflamed by the candle, would be the same criterion that we said regarding these cases of the barrel and the beam. Anything similar like that will have the same halachas. Two people are walking, are going in the public domain. One's running, one's walking. One of them gets injured from the other one without intent to damage, but they just bump into each other. So the one who's running is liable, because he's doing different, he's deviant behavior in the street. What are you running? Now, let's say it's Erev Shabbos, when by twilight, Potter then is going to be exempt. Because he's actually running with permission. Because that Shabbos shouldn't start and he's not ready. So since it's on Shabbos, that makes sense. That's when people are running and that's not considered abnormal to be liable. Let's say both were running and they get injured one from the other. They're both exempt, even on any other regular day, because it's like when both are without Rishus, which is saying Halacha Gimel, that they're both going to be exempt. Halacha Yid continues regarding damaging, but not with the actual person himself, but rather with his spit or with his snot. So Echad Amazik B'Yadei, whether someone damages with his hands, or let's say he throws a stone, or he shoots an arrow, and B'Hizik when he damages someone. Or let's say he pours out water on his friend or on his vessel of hizik and he causes damage. Or let's say he spits from his mouth or his nose, and he damages with the spit from his mouth or or from the snot from his nose, when it's coming from the force that he's shooting force, forth, so it's like as if he damaged with his own hands. And they're considered derivatives of the mazik of Adam, of a person. Aval imnocha roik vakiach al oris. But let's say the spit and the phlegm, it already fell on the ground. The akach nitkal behem adam, and then a person trips on that spit, on that phlegm. Hariz a chayv mishem bayir. Then actually the liability is going to be because of his pit, which is not chayv on the niske kalim. And the reason is shakol hatakala, because any stumbling block toledes bayir, it's a derivative of the mazik of bar, which is stationary, and if someone trips on it. Kamish ran like we explained this in hachas niske mam and perikigim halacha base. If someone is working with metal, that he was banging his hammer on the anvil with this white hot metal, and then a spark comes out from the metal and shoots forth and it damages. So that blacksmith is liable. Like someone who throws a stone or shoots an arrow because it's coming from his force. And mechin habanai, so to a builder, shekibul lovas akais l'sasser, who accepted the job to take down the wall. V'shiva is someone who breaks the stones or his agreed damages. It's chayv. He's going to be liable because the person's always responsible. He should have been careful. Hayisosim mitzad zeb and nofim mitzad achal. Let's say he was demolishing on one side and it fell from the other side beyond his control, where he thought the second side would be able to withstand that. So potter, then he's exempt because that's an oinus. V'machmas hamaka. Let's say it's because he was banging the hammer with all his might, and therefore the wall shook because of his banging. Mechayev is going to be liable. This is like a case where he shoots an arrow and he damages, and therefore he's going to be liable. Halacha Beis continues regarding someone kills his friend's animal. Someone subdues and puts the animal of his friend, holds it underwater. Or lets an animal fell into the water. But he holds it back from coming up until it dies in the water. Or let's say he put in the sun, but and he made the area very narrow, kedusha like Timsa itself, that it cannot fight any shade. Until it died in the sun, he has to pay. Anything similar like this is considered like he killed the animal. Halacha Gimel continues regarding if there's more than one person who caused the damage. If two people kill the animal together, or they broke the vessel together, so misham b'neim. Mishal shin b'neim, so they divide the damages amongst themselves to pay up. If let's say five people put five bundles on an animal, well, they may say the animal didn't die. Then the sixth person comes along, puts his bundle on the animal, and now it dies. So it depends. If it was walking with those five bundles, and when this guy added on his bundle, it stopped and stopped going. So the last one's going to be liable, because if not, then the animal wouldn't have died. But even from the beginning, it wasn't going anymore. Then the last one's going to be exempt, because even without him, the animal would have died. Now, if you don't know if it would have died or not, then they all have to share in the payment together. So to Chamisha, five people, Sheyoshva Alekisei, were sitting on a chair, on a bench, on a couch, and they didn't break. And then the last guy comes along, he sits down and now breaks. So even though it would have been fit to break before the last guy sat on it, but since he made it break quicker, the last one's going to be liable. Why? They tell him, look, if you weren't to lean on this couch, it would have broke, but we would have gotten up before it would break. But now that you sat on it, you just broke the couch. they all sat at the same time and they broke, and then they're all responsible. Anything that's similar to this. Look at the Zayin. Adam Bishar, a person and an ox, that together they pushed an animal, or other more person, or came more vessels, or behemoth, still mcdashin, or an animal that was invalidated from being a carbon, labor, they threw it into a pit, and then the victim that got pushed in either dies or gets injured in the pit, or came more the vessels break. So the inyan niski adam hezek behemoth. Regarding the damages that happened to the if it was a person or that happened if it's an animal, so shloshim chayav, and all three parties are going to be responsible. Even for the damages of a person. Now, although we say by bar, where it says, Kipo Shamashar Sherbali Adam, as we said in Alachayud, but that's only if the person dies. But if the person gets damaged, then the owner of the pit is going to be chayiv together with the person and the owner of the ox. Now, Adam Hadoichiv, like we said, the person is pushing, Ubal Asher, the owner of the ox, Ubal Abar, the owner of the pit, Mashashmanim, and they divided amongst the three of them. Now, Le'idid may vlod this, but let's say it's regarding a pregnant woman who she lost the fetus. She had a miscarriage because of this. Or v'abar dvarm, or when regarding a person gets injured, and besides nezik, there's also tzar, reaper, shevas, and boishes. So for those things, adam chayv, the person will be liable, because it's only a person that's liable for these things. But u'bal asher, bal abar, or paturin, but the owner of the ox and the owner of the pit are going to be exempt, because again, those things will only say regarding a person that's mazik. Linu kaifer, regarding the atonement money, but let's say the person, a person, and if the person and the sharam would push a person into a pit and he dies, so you have to pay the monetary value of the victim. So regarding that, u'shlishim shel eved, regarding the 30 shkalim of an eved, where if someone pushes eved kanani into a pit and he dies, for these bal hashar chayav, only the ox is going to be liable. But the adam bal habar paturin, the person and the owner of the pit are going to be exempt. The person is exempt because it's a sin that has mises bes into it, and therefore he's exempt from tashlumin, even if Rishagin is not killed. And also, this halacha was only said regarding shar, not regarding bar. Regarding vessels and those invalid karbanas, adam bal asher chayavin, the person and the owner of the ox are going to be liable for the damages, but the owner of the pit is going to be exempt. By kalim, there's a patur, as we said in Locha Yud, where there's no chayiv on kalim. And regarding shar b'sul mekdashin, even if it's redeemed and it's permitted to be eaten, it's going to be exempt because it says, the pasuk in Shemayis, v'meisi eloi, by the pit. Here the mess is not his because it has to be buried because it says v'chalta, you can only eat the pasuk mekdashin, you can't give it to your dogs. Therefore, since nothing fit to do with it, so therefore you can't say v'meisi eloi, so therefore that's the reasons why it would be exempt for the owner of the pit.